Fox News. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, warm day in progress. I think the high temperature will be about 82. I think thunderstorms will pop up later on in the afternoon and become more numerous this evening and tonight, and especially in the overnight hours, and some of the storms will become severe. With the threat of damaging wind gusts and the risk of tornadoes, make sure your weather radio or our weather app is next to you and able to wake you up in the event of a warning for your area. Do not risk your life on hearing a tornado siren, all right? Behind the system tomorrow, it's going to be a breezy, cool day with high temperatures barely in the low 60s. It'll seem cooler with some leftover showers as well. Saturday, the sun is back out. It's cool, but then Sunday, Easter Sunday, is a beautiful day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year. Except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299, king adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right,
guys. Welcome back in. It's 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. We'll get to the news of the day here in just a minute.
And the sunlight hurts my eyes.
I want to appreciate you listening. Thank you for listening. Again, the phone number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That phone line brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama on the Eastern Boulevard. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here from 9 to noon. And then when we get out of here, of course, Dan Morris and Joey Clark take over the microphones and continue pressing on for 15 hours a day of live local talk radio right here from these very Blue Water Broadcasting studios. But I want to bring in for the business break.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
From the Alabama Historical Commission, Mr. Calvin Chappell.
Chappell, you got
Chappell,
it.
Chappell, C-H, hard C-H.
That's right.
Not a soft C-H. Chappell.
That's right.
Gotcha. Calvin Chappell. And there's a Civil War reenactment coming up.
That's right. Out at Confederate Memorial Park.
How do you get to Confederate Memorial Park? It's up near Marbury, you said.
It's in Marbury, yeah. We're located in Chilton County, east of I-65 off Highway 31, just 11 miles below Clanton. And it's 9 miles south of exit 205, about 13 miles north of exit 186.
Do you do some of the reenactment yourself?
I do.
Yeah?
I
what do. You? What role do you? Do you play a different role every year or the same thing?
Same thing. For 30 years, my brother and I have played drum and fife, actually. We're musicians.
Are you serious?
That's
You've done the same thing for 30 years?
Yes, sir.
And the same time of year? Or you do it all over the country?
All over the country. I've been as far south as Florida, far north as Gettysburg.
Now, hold on. You weren't in Gettysburg for Pickett's Charge in 2004, were you?
I believe I was, actually.
Were you?
Yeah.
My wife and I were leaving Carlisle. We lived in Carlisle at the time, which is 26 miles north of Gettysburg. And we always saw the sign that said, like, as you leave town, it said Gettysburg, 26 miles. So one day she was like, let's go to Gettysburg. All right, cool. We'll do it. So we get up on a Saturday morning, drive down there, not expecting anything. I get into Gettysburg, and right as we're going, this gigantic column passes in front of us. And I, the hell's going on? You know, are we seeing ghosts or... You know, it was just like a daily occurrence. We were there on the day of the reenactment of Pickett's Charge in 2004.
Excellent.
And so you may have actually been there at the time.
I believe
but
I was.
But it was a cool day to accidentally go to Gettysburg.
Sure.
Take us through what a reenactment is. What do they do?
Well, living historians recreate the times and life of soldiers, both Union and Confederate. And so I've done that, you know, both Union and Confederate. Portray the musician, but you have people in different branches, whether it be the Army, the Artillery, the Cavalry, and, you know, the real
infantry.
Hardcore living infantry. Yeah, the hardcore reenactors get out there, and, you know, they portray the life and times of the soldier, eat what they ate, sleep what they slept on.
So how does the public interact with them? Or do they just sit at a distance and watch?
It depends on the event. Oftentimes, you know, camps are open. Living historians are eager to educate the public about the life of the soldier. And, of course, battles, you know, you view from a distance. And just like they would have at the beginning of the war, you know, in 1861, you know, people went out to see these battles in the war.
Have you ever had to die?
Oh, yeah, I've died a couple
have
of times.
Have you really?
Yeah,
do they tell you up front you're going to die?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you just die because you're tired?
That's right.
Hot.
That's right.
You're like, the hell with this. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, how did you get into this?
My father's very big into genealogy, family history, and we started down at Fort Morgan, which is another site managed by the Alabama Historical Commission, just like Confederate Memorial Park.
Do you work directly for the Historical Commission?
I do work for the Historical Commission.
You have a fantastic patch on your shirt.
Yeah,
I like things like that, patches and pins and stuff.
We'll have to get you one.
Yeah, you guys need to drive one by the station one day. I'll be happy to affix it where I have my other stuff. So you got into it just... through families? Did your dad do reenactments at all?
He did, yeah. He started off as a soldier, and because we were young kids, we couldn't carry a rifle, so we became musicians and stuck to it.
But, I mean, the horses and camps, you guys sleep out there overnight?
Yes, sir.
Do you really? And random people just come by and visit and watch?
That's right.
That's fantastic.
I mean, a lot of family photo albums. You don't even know it. That's right.
take us through the weekend. It's not this weekend. This is Easter weekend. It's the following weekend?
It's Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th.
So what time should people expect to come out to Confederate Veterans Memorial Park?
Confederate Memorial Park.
Confederate Memorial Park.
We're the site of Alabama's only home for Confederate veterans that ran between 1902 and 1939.
So what time should they get out there on Friday?
9 a.m. on Friday, living history demonstrations begin. That'll run until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Saturday, living history demonstrations start at 10 a.m. And the skirmish will begin at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And Saturday is the only day that we have an actual battle or skirmish. Otherwise, it's living history. It's a 102-acre site, a lot of interpretive signage, a great state-of-the-art museum, reproduction and Civil War barracks, lots to see and lots to do.
How long does the actual battle last?
It's about 30 minutes or so.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. That's not bad. You know what time that'll be?
1 p.m. on Saturday.
1 p.m. Saturday. 1 p.m. Saturday. Well, I'm telling you what, Calvin, I appreciate you coming by. It sounds like a heck of a lot of fun. There is no shortage of good things for families to do around here. And to get a little taste and experience of history and sort of feel like you were there, that's fantastic. What other places do you go? You said you've been as far south as Florida, as far north as Pennsylvania.
Georgia.
The states in between.
Yeah, states in between,
Everywhere else there was a battle.
They're sort of contiguous, Baron.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
The southern states in which the wars were fought.
Do they have one in Nashville? In Franklin?
Outside of Nashville, Franklin is a big one.
Yeah.
And I've been to Franklin many times. And you've got, Chickamauga. You've got Shiloh.
Yeah, I figured Shiloh was good because it's still country.
Yeah, a lot of big battles that people know, but a lot of things in between as well.
How about that? Well, good luck this next weekend. I hope you make it through this one.
Yeah.
I hope you live.
Yeah, if people got questions, 205-755-1990.
Is there a website they can go to?
There is, ahc.alabama.gov.
And that's Alabama Historical Commission, AHC?
That's correct.
.alabama.gov, ahc.alabama.gov, Confederate Veterans Memorial Park, 9 a.m. both days?
9 a.m. on Friday, 10 a.m. on Saturday.
10 a.m. on Saturday. Well, they won't miss much.
They can come early if they want to.
That's right. Grab a hamburger.
Beat the crowd.
Just don't. Yeah,
grab some hardtack.
Yeah, grab a hamburger, but they're eating hardtack and drinking stale coffee. So,
yeah.
You guys have to eat that stuff?
Depends on the event. I just came back from Blakely and ate salt pork and hardtack.
Ugh, my friend. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
I hope you live.
Yeah, me too.
I hope you live. We'll be back.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and reloading supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at WholesaleHunter.com. That's WholesaleHunter.com. Again, WholesaleHunter.com.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
I've missed out at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Doc.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale. April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2, but we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. Rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
In 18 minutes after 10 o'clock. That I wanna come back. It's a big day. I guess the report's released. I haven't been able to find it anywhere. Have you seen it anywhere?
No. It's on the Justice Department website.
Yeah, and it's on CNN.com. I see that.
It's everywhere.
I'm waiting for that summary to come out.
Well,
I'm waiting for somebody to start going through and saying page 3.
I'm going to predict that. I'm going to put the over-under at 9.
9 all right. What?
People who actually read the whole thing.
Oh, I'll read the whole thing.
You're in that 9.
You mean 9 people you know or 9 people in the country?
I mean 9 people in the entire country. Nine people that have a format, not beyond their Facebook page to actually comment. So reporters, those 19 people, none of those people on that CNN panel are going to read this.
No, they had 9 people on the CNN panel.
Yeah. How are they even talking?
No, 9 people.
Not a single one will read the whole thing. There's no chance I'm reading it.
Why?
Because I'm just going to make you tell me what it says. Why do I need to read it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm opening it right now on the Justice Department website.
Same with the audience. Don't waste your time.
But you got a long weekend.
Yeah, I have other things to do, like Easter and baseball and not read the report.
Put on a Wu-Tang album or something.
Right?
I can't guarantee I'm going to read every word. It's 448 pages. I could have it done by Monday.
Yeah, a lot of skimming.
Yeah, there'll be some skimming. But, like, a lot, I mean, it's pretty cool the way they've done the redactions. Harm to ongoing matter. You know, they tell you what the redaction is.
They tell you on each instance, like a footnote?
No, on the actual thing itself.
That's what I mean.
It says, like, there's the redaction.
Oh, okay.
Says, harm to ongoing matter, personal privacy.
Okay, but that's a lot like a footnote. It's just not in the back. So
yeah.
You don't have to, like, scroll to the back and see why.
They've got false statements of instruction false statements and obstruction of the investigation, application of certain individuals. They have George Papadopoulos, and then it says personal privacy is the next person. Then it says Michael Flynn, Michael Cohen, harm to ongoing matters, Jeff Sessions. So I'm definitely going to read that page. They have whole pages that are redacted, actually. I'm going to read it. Again, I can't guarantee I'm going to read every single word, but I'm just flipping through the pages. Very minor, modest redactions. It's not like a lot of these where the whole pages are redacted. A couple, actually, now that I flipped farther, some whole pages redacted, but like that's a good redaction.
Yes.
It's an entire page. It's a black box.
My favorite is when they do that, but they leave all, like, the, they leave, like, and, but
yeah,
the
four,
like, right? But that's it. There's nothing, like, there's no context, because that's a real power move.
They have an example of one of the advertisements that the Russians did that was a coal miner, and it says, "Miners for Trump, bring back our jobs, help Mr. Trump fix it."
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Wait, that's cited in there?
Yeah, like the actual ad.
Oh,
says,
okay.
IRA poster for Pennsylvania rallies, okay, organized by the IRA. The IRA is not the Irish Republican Army of the
Internet Irish. Research Agency.
Internet Research Agency. But it says, from June 2016 until the end of the presidential campaign, almost all of the U.S. rallies organized by the IRA focused on the U.S. election, often promoting the Trump campaign and opposing the Clinton campaign. Pro-Trump rallies included three in New York, a series of pro-Trump rallies in Florida in August 2016, and a series of pro-Trump rallies in October 2016 in Pennsylvania. The Florida rallies drew the attention of the Trump campaign, which posted about the Miami rally on the candidate Trump's Facebook page, as discussed below.
Yeah. So that was what they were promoting. So that's Russian interference?
That's Russian interference.
Oh, okay. Because I thought that they were doing things like, you know, all the other stuff. I mean, that's like, they probably copied it directly from an actual group.
There probably was a group that had a rally.
Right? I mean, come on. Miners were, I mean, that's like, that's the easiest pro-Trump group to come up with.
Yeah. I mean, it's, a lot of the unions voted for Trump.
Correct.
They have a great picture of a March 31, 2016 meeting of Trump's foreign policy team, including Papadopoulos with candidate Trump right there. So it's pretty interesting. I'm going to read this whole thing. There's some really good information in here.
Well, we'll look forward to your summary on Monday or on maybe tomorrow.
Will not be there. I mean, I'll skim it today and get some stuff, but it'll be over the weekend. There's no way I can go through 448 pages of this.
I have faith
tomorrow.
In you.
Well, David, I have faith in me too.
I think you can do it.
I'll let the people decide. I'll let the people decide. I'm just looking at the redactions right now, looking at the classification of the redactions. Most of it's harmed ongoing matters, meaning there's things that are still very few personal privacy ones, which...
Right.
I guess you wouldn't want to spill the beans on somebody who wasn't indicted or whatever.
Yeah. I guess there's like some kind of... Politico had something about how... like, there were some people, I think, that were compelled to testify or, like, they were talked about or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. during testimony that still work at the White House.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't want them to face undue, you know, scorn or whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm the reason it's a little slow on the radio, I'm actively flipping through right now. Once you get to parts 2 and 3, which is the Russian interference investigation, almost no redactions. I mean, maybe the occasional.
Ba-baron.
Yes, sir.
I thought that it was all. I thought that he posted the redacted thing and had the press conference so that he could cover up for Trump. I thought that what it really said was what you know that the Barr summary said that it cleared Trump, but that this report was supposed to you know I thought they were going to perp walk him today.
Yeah. No. This is.
Oh, they're not.
No.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Definitely not going to.
Oh. Okay.
They were showing a picture on Fox News a moment ago of the report, and they picked one of the very few pages that was completely redacted. That's so dishonest, because 95% of these pages have no redactions or like one
no
word
redaction.
Redaction.
No redaction.
Or like one word redacted. Cool, they got an index of these alphabet soup deals, abbreviations. I need that anyway.
No redaction.
This is fantastic. I love this. You know what the best part of this? Every single person in America right now can read this. There's really no excuse to be uninformed.
Right. Every person who can read.
Well, yes, I know. Every person who can read. But there's no reason, there's no excuse to be uninformed. So up to this point, you had to really dig and find the information. So your uninformed liberal colleagues or friends or Facebook people would say, Trump colluded with Russia. He's a Russian agent. He's Putin. He's Putin's puppet. Putin's whatever holster, whatever, you know, one of the late night people is holster. But now everybody has access to the exact same information.
Oh.
Everybody. Everybody from Late Night Host to Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, Brian Williams, all the, you know, Julia Ainsley, the National Security and Justice reporter for NBC News, whoever this broad is on CNBC, I mean on CNN, who was hired because she wears low-cut blouses with big boobs. Man, it's clearly why she's there. No man should, listen, the dress code should be the same for men and women. Your shirts should come to your collarbone, people. When you're on television, your shirt should come to your collarbone.
Ratings tank.
But that's true, right?
Yeah.
Would you walk in?
I mean, you know, you got over here on.
Exactly.
On
her shirt comes to her collarbone. Yeah. Well, if you walked in to do a CNN hit and they said, Mr. Mallory, sit over here on this couch, and you were wearing a shirt that your pecs were showing and you had big tufts of chest hair coming out of it.
I looked like a, you know, Miami drug lord.
I mean, that shirt is an inch and a half from her nipples. Her cleavage is hanging out of it.
It is.
This is CNN. Yeah.
Well, the Chiron covers
it. The Chiron covers it, but it didn't when it was on full screen. Look, her cleavage is showing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Why is it that men have to wear a collared shirt and a tie that covers half their neck and all of their collarbone, but women can show boobs? Why was this woman hired? Was she hired because she's smart?
I don't even know her name.
I don't either. But or was she hired because she has nice boobs?
I am not the hiring manager at CNN. Not the HR director.
I don't know what she's saying, but I'm looking at her face, and she doesn't like Trump. Look at her face. Look at the way she shakes her head. The kind of disingenuous look on her face, raised eyebrows. Talks, you know, mouth keeps going to the side. Head shakes a little bit left and right. I don't know what she's saying, but she hates Donald Trump.
Unable to conclude
that no
criminal
conduct occurred. Look at Jake Tapper's face. Look at Jake Tapper's face. Is that a mugshot?
Did he
just get picked up for murder?
Very flat-lipped, like,
This is great. This may be the greatest day of, not my life, but top five.
Right.
Well, I got seven kids and I get married. So top 10.
Yeah.
Top 10. Top 10 greatest days. Now, number 2729228. Who is this?
This is Fred.
Hey, Fred.
The definition
of... Hey, turn that radio off. I don't want to hear myself.
I do. The definite, well, I'm used to sitting there for a while.
Well,
nothing personal. You're a busy man.
Well,
no.
You're
no.
A busy caller, sir.
Yes, sir. The definition of redacted, to dact again.
I want to, Dave, if I ever run another poll that has a verbatim section.
We're going to put it in there.
I'm putting it in there because I want to know.
Just for fun?
Oh, my gosh. It's for funsies. I mean, what would I say? What's the definition of redacted? To pull information out of, hide information.
Use a black highlighter.
Yeah, exactly.
opaque highlighting of a document.
And one other thing, don't be questioning dress codes, man. Some of us got to get a cheap thrill where we can.
Yeah. But like even the girl on the right on CNN right now,
yeah,
her shirt goes all the way up to her collarbone, but she makes sure it's tight enough that her boobs are like covering up the whole screen. Only the girl in the middle, if you're watching CNN, is wearing what I would consider acceptable television attire.
Right.
News television. Now, if you're on Entertainment Tonight, you know, show the Hooters. But if you're on TV, dress professionally. If you're doing news, dress professionally.
I hear you, man. I get you. But see, that's where, and here again, I'm not condoning any activity. But that's where, you know, people end up with sexual harassment cases. You know, girl, come walking in there showing me your bosom, I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you mind?
Fred.
Just for a minute.
Fred.
You won't even know I was there.
All right.
All right.
Appreciate it.
To dact again,
Fred. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
I got a Facebook message from somebody who lives next to Confederate Memorial Park.
Oh.
And said, the dogs will greet us.
Well, okay.
How close do you have to be for your dogs to greet people?
I don't know. It probably depends on how many dogs you have.
I'm not sure I'm ready for that. Just realized Barr is saying this man committed no crime, and the media is chanting, crucify him, crucify him. And tomorrow is Good Friday. Slowly, the public is catching on to the notions René Girard discovered in his mimetic theory that Jesus' passion reveals the hidden universal mechanisms of sacrificial violence humans use to build their power. Oof. Our number 2729228. Crucify him, they chanted on CNN. Crucify him, they chanted on MSNBC. And my friends, crucify him, they chant on Fox News. Fox News is not your friend. Fox News hosts one or two of your friends in the evening, but no one else. Our number 2729228, that Bath Innovations of Alabama telephone, ready to ring if you give it a call. 2729228. Oh my gosh, they have their glasses out on MSNBC. They're doing some serious studying. It's unbelievable. You know this woman purports to be a Republican? We'll be back.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
In nearly half a century, Americans were back to shopping last month. Retail sales increased 1.6% in March, helped by sales of cars and trucks. Boeing shares are higher. Honeywell International says it expects deliveries of Boeing 737 MAX jets to resume in the second half of this year. Honeywell is a parts and component supplier to Boeing. The MAX jet has been grounded following two fatal crashes. Honeywell shares are up more than 3%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a breezy, warm day in progress. I think the high temperature will be about 82. I think thunderstorms will pop up later on in the afternoon and become more numerous this evening and tonight, and especially in the overnight hours, and some of the storms will become severe. With the threat of damaging wind gusts and the risk of tornadoes, make sure your weather radio or our weather app is next to you and able to wake you up in the event of a warning for your area. Do not risk your life on hearing a tornado siren, all right? Behind the system tomorrow, it's going to be a breezy, cool day with high temperatures barely in the low 60s.
60s. It'll seem cooler with some leftover showers as well. Saturday, the sun is back out. It's cool, but then Sunday, Easter Sunday, is a beautiful day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Guys, welcome back in 36 minutes now after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman have done a little educating of ourselves during the break. Know more about what we're talking about now. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, pennyearn.co on the web. Also, if you go to Facebook and just look up Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, you'll find Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. You'll find thousands of pictures. Guys, you know, one of my favorite things he does is it's more than concrete. He takes places and makes them ready for a home. You know, a lot of people buy a lot, in a neighborhood, or they buy a lot out in the country somewhere. They want to build a house, but they don't know exactly where to put it. You got to get that stuff tested. You got to know how to cut the trees down just right. You got to know what kind of soils to bring in, how to pack them, how to do the concrete. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies does that. They do a lot of it, and they love doing it. They also do foundations and piers for other types of homes and businesses. Everything from patios, walkways, sidewalks, curbing, driveways. They can do just about anything. In fact, if you go to their Facebook page, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, which you can get to from their website, pennyearn.co, you will find what I'm talking about. You'll find what I'm talking about. You can get on there and learn all about the concrete business. Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham does a great job. Give him a call, 284-9292, 284-9292. Or check him out on the web, pennyearn.co, or Facebook's always a good place. 22 minutes now for the top of the hour. This is my biggest favorite pastime right now is going from channel to channel and watching the looks on these people's faces.
And watching everyone's terrible takes?
Yes. The best channel right now, frankly, if you want to know the things that matter, CNBC. Dow Jones Industrial Average up to a near all-time high. It's at 26.5 and climbing. What does that tell you?
No collusion.
No collusion. Headline news, does sugar really make kids hyper? That tells you right there, they're not following this. This is a great day for America. This is a great day for Donald Trump. Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer are looking like they're attending a seance.
Unable to conclude that no criminal conduct occurred.
That's a double negative.
Well, it's also like they've never read a legal document, or they don't know what the purpose of any of this was.
No, they do know.
Well, I know, absolutely. But they're being obtuse.
They're playing on the average
idiocy.
They're
being obtuse, Baron.
They're playing on the average idiocy of the average CNN and MSNBC watcher. Because think of the dumb people you know. Mm-hmm. Half the country's dumber than those people. Think about that.
Why?
Just think about people you know of average intelligence. Half the country is dumber than that. That's who CNN and MSNBC is talking to. Unable to conclude no criminal conduct. Isn't that the basic? You can't prove a negative. You can't say absolutely without a doubt Donald Trump has never committed a crime in his life. He's never even had an impure thought.
Never speeding ticket.
He's never done one thing for prurient intent, prurient motives. Except Stormy Daniels. That was prurient. Even though she's kind of a horse face.
We go live now to Stormy Daniels.
What do you think Michael Avenatti's doing today?
Worrying about his the 20 years that are hanging over him.
What do you think James Comey is doing today? What do you think James Clapper is doing today?
Isn't Comey like... have you ever looked at his Twitter account?
He's crazy.
It's like him just like posting pictures of him like gazing off into the distance.
Yeah, he stands at bridges. He stands in the woods. If you're James Comey, James Clapper, or John Brennan today,
I have to put in a plug for Comey.
What?
Only because he's also 6'8".
Yeah, he's a tall
and
drink of water.
People discriminate against tall people, Baron. Whether you think they do or don't, they do. It's hard for a man that tall to be in charge. I mean, it's not like anybody looks up to him.
Quite literally. What do you think if you're James Comey, James Clapper, or John Brennan, and you just watched the Attorney General and the special counsel you connived to get appointed clear Donald J. Trump of all wrongdoing? No collusion, no obstruction, there'll be no impeachment, there was no treason, there was no cooperation, there was no knowledge of doing anything wrong at all, just Donald Trump being an honest, everyday American, trying to do what's best for the country. If you're one of those three clowns today, and you realize that your entire effort has been exposed as a complete and total fraud, and Donald Trump will go down in history as one of the greatest presidents of all time, have we ever had a true coup attempt in this country?
Depends on, I think we've talked about this before.
Not just assassination attempt, but an actual coup attempt.
I don't think so.
Were you trying to throw a president out of office?
It depends on your perspective. Some people think that Watergate was a coup. Some people think that,
But Nixon was already in power.
Right. So that's what I mean, like throwing him out.
Oh, throwing
sorry,
him out.
Sorry, that forcing him from office.
Nah.
Same thing with, what's the cat the day Reagan got shot? I'm in control here.
Oh, Al,
Al Hay.
Al Hay, yeah.
You know, you got a general in the White House saying he's in control now.
Yeah.
just saying. I mean, that's what's happening in the Sudan, isn't it?
Wasn't he a Secretary of State?
No, I thought he was like a national security advisor or something. He was like lower down.
His cabinet official?
He was low enough on the totem pole that people were like, calm down, Al. Like,
isn't that why we have vice presidents?
Right, and like other people in a succession.
And chains of succession.
Like, but you know,
like 13 people have to die to get to you?
Yeah, well, but I mean, his thing was that he figured that the Russians needed to be sent a message, which they did.
I think he was Secretary of State. Did the
president get shot? You looking him up?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was Secretary of State that day.
You sure?
He was? In office as Secretary of State, January 22, 1981 to July 5, 1982.
All right. Well, see,
Yeah, but you have to go way down to get to Secretary of State
to
be
know.
President.
Exactly. Take it easy, Al. You're not in charge.
Hey, does someone have Valium? Al is out of control.
Al's asking for the football and the codes.
Do you think shooting Reagan was an attempt to hand the government off to the deep state?
No.
I do.
No.
Yeah, 100%.
I believe that they're just mutants out there, dumb people like Mark David Chapman. Is that the guy that shot Lennon?
That's the guy
that
shot Lennon.
What's the...
You know, I talked to the guy that found Lennon.
Yeah?
Yeah, cool. Wow. Conversation. His name's Sean Strub, Strub.
The guy that found him, like, on the street? Because, I mean, it was like... He was in public when he got shot.
Heard the gunshots, went over there, saw Lennon bleeding. Was on TV. I've seen the interview. First person to talk to the media, first person to see him. Interesting character. Actually, I represented him for a very short period of time in my weird, chaotic former law practice.
See, but it's things like this that lead me to, like, that always steer me away from, like, conspiracy stuff because, like, it's a weird world in which people have weird connections.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't just say because somebody, like, worked in this office and this guy worked in the office next to him that they were in cahoots or whatever.
This day in history is pretty neat, I'm told. 1521, Martin Luther refuses to recant writings at the Diet of Worms. 1775, Paul Revere's ride took place on this day. 1906, the great San Francisco earthquake. 1942, Doolittle's raid on Tokyo. 1989, Tiananmen Square. And 2019, the Mueller Report.
The Mueller Report.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Who is this?
Hey, I know you're going to get mad at me for calling back, but look, I just want to tell you, this is what we need for you. We need you to call in back up a Joy or Christy and go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen and read this thing and come back tomorrow. I mean, and so we'll have ammunition for the weekend because it's going to be forgettable.
I get off the air in an hour and 15 minutes.
The man's a speed reader.
Well, I mean, you got the rest of the day, man. The Easter's this weekend. We need you. We need your ammunition tomorrow. I need it for this weekend.
I promise you, I'm going to bring thunder the rest of the day. You don't want to lose me for the next hour 15.
You really don't.
I don't ever want to lose you. The only day I missed in a year.
I'm all you got.
So, was the worst day of my life. I'll be honest. Right. And yesterday I didn't call in because I had to prove to myself that I could live without you, but I couldn't. All right, I love you.
See you. See, it's, he's back.
I don't want to live
without you. No, no. President Trump responds to the bar presser. I'm having a good day. No collusion. No obstruction. I'm telling you guys, probably the greatest day since the election. Probably the greatest day since the election. I'm reading some comments here. Watching CNN earlier, they had nine people at the desk trying to spin it all. We commented on that.
Yeah. It looked like boring and not compelling television, no matter what the topic. Too many people.
It's just tough to deal with that. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check out Cole Plumbing online, coleplumbing.com. Good people at Cole Plumbing, folks. James Cole, CC Cole, Cameron Cole, Jeanette Cole, the whole Cole family involved over there. They've been doing this for over 40 years. Guess who's going to maybe get a one of those tankless water heaters at the house? Gabarin.
Oh.
Yes. Gabarin looking to get one of these tankless water heaters. That's right. That's right. I recommend them. Call Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Ask about the tankless water heaters. Ask about that proprietary pipelining technology so they don't have to dig a hole, tear up your foundation, tear up your walls, tear up your yard. Ask them if they truly are number one in the number two business. They'll tell you. And guys, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. 279-8919, 279-8919. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. 13 before the top of the hour.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you buy a certified pre-owned Subaru, that smart investment feeling never goes away. That's because every vehicle comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage, 152-point inspection, and a Carfax vehicle history report. During the Subaru Love Strikes Twice event, get financing as low as 0.99% for 36 months on a certified pre-owned vehicle at Montgomery Subaru. Extended powertrain coverage from original warranty start date. Special finance rates available on all Subaru certified pre-owned used vehicles 2019 to 2014 model years. No down payment required with approved credit.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion. Anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
You can beat your toughest opponent, but one thing you should never try to beat is a train. Don't risk your life. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, folks, welcome back in. 9 minutes over top of the hour. There's a new me coming out. CNN can't find the right person to try to bury Trump, so they keep flashing from person to person. I think they've had 37 people on the screen so far today. The Mueller report writes, we concluded that Congress has the authority to prohibit a president's corrupt use of his authority in order to protect the integrity of the administration of justice. CNN's doing everything they can to try to boot this thing over to some form of collusion or obstruction or some form of impeachment, but we'll get to that. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, the special this week, El Dynamito! El Dynamito. Tuscan chicken, Dave. Tuscan chicken, sun-dried tomatoes, sautéed spinach, sautéed chicken, and a light Italian cream sauce over linguine with a little Parmesan cheese and parsley on top of that. It's a dish that should be on the menu all the time. Ooh, I got a little sneak preview of what's coming up on the menu change. They're having a menu change at Midtown Pizza Kitchen soon.
I've heard this.
I got a sneak preview of some of the dishes that will land on the new menu.
We're going to need to talk about this off-air as well.
Amigo, some really dynamite. Some of the dishes that people clamor for that they cannot keep in stock on specials,
they're
on the menu.
Keep them regular.
And they're going to do chicken and shrimp varieties. So you can have land animal or bird, if bird is your thing. Mm-hmm. If you like yard bird, or what I call winged rats.
Winged rats.
You can have winged rat, or you can have shrimp, which is God's gift to humanity.
Right, you can have a sweet and succulent ocean bug.
Ocean roach.
Right.
Look, you can make anything nasty.
Yeah.
Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They have the most amazing food you've ever tasted. Succulent, juicy Gulf shrimp. I think it's flown in fresh from the Destin Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely dynamite. The just got some good stuff over there at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Award-winning pizzas, so much more. The eggplant parm, not to be underrated. Not to be underrated.
Truth.
Eggplant Parmesan is fantastic, but man, I don't need something fried with a bunch of noodles in it. Well, congratulations.
That's not what it is.
There's nothing fried, and there are no noodles. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get by there. Two locations, I Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Tom, may I help you? You waiting on me?
I guess it's clock.
Oh, you can have it for the next 7 minutes.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere for 7 minutes. Our number 272-9228, the Bath Innovations of Alabama hotline, if you want to jump on there. From page 2 of volume 2, this is what the liberals are clinging to. If we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would state so. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. Accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Okay.
So the investigations will roll to Congress and keep on rolling, like they always do.
Listen. If you guys were removed from your job every time your boss couldn't stay to a reasonable degree of certainty that you didn't do something, everyone here would get fired tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right.
Every single person here would get fired tomorrow.
How many times has anyone in their life told the truth about why they were late?
Never. It's always a train, traffic.
Car problem.
Kid was sick, had a tire.
Yeah, tire.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
Car wouldn't start, had to get jumped. Really bad traffic.
Traffic's the worst. You got to hit the
carrier. It's never, I was out last night, blotto, and I woke up 8 minutes before I was supposed to be here, you know, threw on a mismatched shirt. And
I knew when I ordered the 9th gin and soda, I should have left.
I don't have my wedding ring, my watch, my shoes are mismatched.
I got rolled by the hooker.
Yeah, it's never that. It's always traffic.
Traffic was nuts. Should have seen it.
But your boss, he lets that ride because you do a good job.
You do a good job. So he didn't care.
Frankly, he doesn't want you to be honest. He didn't want to know what you were doing.
Yeah.
It's just okay that you're there and you're ready to do your job now, for the most part. Yeah, you do that too much, it's going to stop giving you the benefit of the doubt.
The appointment of the special counsel and the president's reaction on May 17, 2017, Acting Attorney General Rosenstein appointed Robert S. Mueller III as special counsel and authorized him to conduct the Russia investigation and matters that arose from the investigation. The president learned the special counsel's appointment from Sessions, who was with the president, Hunt and McGahn conducting interviews for a new FBI director. Sessions stepped out of the Oval Office to take a call from Rosenstein, who told him about the special counsel's appointment, and Sessions then returned to inform the president of the news. According to notes written by Hunt, when Sessions told the president that a special counsel had been appointed, the president stepped back in his chair and said,
I'm...
Oh, my God. This is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm... That's past tense, ED, at the end of...
Mm-hmm.
The president became angry and lambasted the attorney general for his decision to recuse from the investigation, stating, how could you let this happen, Jeff? The president said the position of attorney general was his most important appointment, and the Sessions had let him down, contrasting him to Eric Holder and Robert Kennedy.
Ooh.
Sessions recalled that the president said to him, you were supposed to protect me, or words to that effect. The president returned to the consequences of the appointment and said, everyone tells me if you get one of those independent counsels, it ruins your presidency. It takes years and years, and I won't be able to do anything. This is the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Okay, so unpack the whole statement, right?
Right.
So, what is everybody latching onto?
I'm...
But what's he say at the end? They tell me...
They tell me this is the worst thing that... They tell me it takes years and years, and I won't be able to do anything.
Who was... Basically a lame duck from 1986 to 1988.
Yeah, because of the special counsel.
Because of what? Iran-Contra. And who was basically a lame duck from, like, 96, his entire second term?
Well, from 98 on, surely.
But
because of the Starr report.
Right.
I mean, the Starr special counsel.
Yeah, but, I mean, that all started in 95.
Right.
And so, and as soon as they appointed the special counsel, what did he spend a lot of his time doing? And he's right.
Right. He's right, yeah. And it wasn't that he's blanked because
he did anything. It's right. That it will stop him from doing anything because you have to spend all your energy and your time and your money on this.
Right. So you have to read the whole statement. The liberals and the left and all those people are quoting the first half. Oh, my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm... But the reality is... Everyone tells me if you get one of those independent counsels, it ruins your presidency. Takes years and years, and I won't be able to do anything. This is the worst thing that ever happened to me.
It's the worst thing ever.
I would go on to say, in retrospect, when he wins his second term handsomely and wins 40 or 42 states, as I predicted, I think he'll conclude that it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to him, the special counsel appointment. I think all things working for good here. To continue a Holy Thursday type theme. It is Holy Thursday, by the way.
Maundy Thursday.
You know what Maundy means?
No. Holy?
No.
Oh. Sad?
No. It's a bastardization of the Latin for I command you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because, you know, at the Eucharist, I command you to do this.
Oh, okay.
I command you to love one another. And then he washes feet, shows that, you know, whoever's last is first. Incidentally, if you want to do a cool Maundy Thursday ceremony, I don't know how you guys do it in the Methodist Church, but I know growing up Catholic, you probably saw some cool Holy Thursday services. They wash feet.
Yeah.
I got my feet washed last year. Kind of tickles.
Yeah, I was going to say, that might be a problem for me when, you know, the guy shows up with a black eye because I, like, twitch and kick him on accident.